Hello and welcome to another episode of Voyeurism. Today I am going to be talking about aging. The social concept of aging has been an intellectual hyperfixation of mine probably my entire life, but more recently I had the thought of what would happen if we didn't age physically. That is, once you hit age 24, 25, you continue to age in that you move closer towards death. Like, I'm not suggesting you become immortal, but you stop physically aging like a vampire. You look 25 for your entire life, basically, until you die of old age. And it had me absolutely reeling about how we perceive age, especially in relation to pretty privilege. So that is basically what I'm going to tackle today.
Before I get deeply into that, though, I'm just going to talk about my thoughts on aging generally. I turned 25 in a couple of months, so aging has sort of been on my mind because I've noticed I actually feel a bit uncomfortable at the thought of turning 25, which is interesting because age is not something that has ever greatly concerned me. Like, I'm not too fussed about marriage. I'm not too fussed about hitting certain milestones at certain ages. And so I found myself asking myself, like, why am I uncomfortable with turning 25? I still perceive 25 as young. I have so many friends that are older than me. I still perceive 30, 40 as young. Like, I don't feel old. And I think it's that I can't separate myself from the societal concept of age and what it is to have ingenue status. And I think that once you turn 25, you lose ingenue status. And what I mean when I say ingenue status is that without any context at all, your accolades are inherently impressive when you are young. If you say, I'm 20 years old and I just bought a house, that is impressive off the bat. Even if you were born into money, even if your parents helped you out, that context is not needed for that sentence and that accolade to carry weight. If you say, I'm 30 years old and I bought a house, like, that's cool and all, but like, you've been an adult for 10 years, that is not inherently impressive. If you provide context, like, not to be dramatic, but let's say your context is, I was kidnapped when I was 16 years old and like lived in a basement until I was 28 years old, that all of a sudden makes the statement, I bought a house at 30, impressive. But without that context, it's not impressive. And I think I am mourning the loss of ingenue status and needing context surrounding my goals, surrounding my accolades, not really for myself, but more for them to be understood societally. Like, for example, I went backpacking by myself when I was 18, and the amount of people who were like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you're only 18 and you're doing this. And I don't know, I think everyone experiences this. Like, you're so wise for your age. Wow, like, you're only 22 and you're doing this. And I think once you hit like 25, 26, 27, sure, like, you're still young and it's still impressive, but it does not hit the same, right? Like, I went solo backpacking last year when I was 23/24, and it was way less frequent that someone was like, wow, like, you've done so much for your age, because it's a pretty normal age to be doing those things. And now that I'm about to turn 25, like, when I go traveling again next year, no one's going to be like, wow, you're only 25 and you're solo traveling. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. And I'm not trying to say that like my relationship with my success absolutely hinges on it being impressive in the eyes of other people. But the fact that everything you do to an extent is impressive without context when you are age like 18 to 24 is just something that I will miss, I suppose, and something that I am concerned about, because there is an uncertainty in what my relationship to success is going to be once context becomes necessary behind it. Like, there isn't really an element of doing something prematurely once you are older. For example, 18 is objectively a very young age to solo travel. And I met people who were in their 30s solo traveling for the first time. And that is still a really cool thing to be doing. And people always have their reasons for doing things at the age they choose to do them. And it could be anything. It could be that they spent their 20s depressed, or maybe they were married and now they're divorced. They have kids. They didn't have the financial means. Like, everyone's story is so interesting. Everyone's context is so interesting, but being young just makes everything you do inherently exciting and inherently impressive. And I think it sort of means you can succeed without trying so hard, in a sense. I guess I have just become very aware as I ponder the idea of turning 25 that I will never be that person who says, I bought a house at 20. I will never be that person who says, I started my business at 21. And that doesn't undo the fact that, you know, I was the person who went backpacking for 7 months when they were 18. Like, everyone has their own achievements, but I have just lost access to doing things prematurely. And I don't know, my whole life I've been told that I'm wise for my age, and I've talked about this a little bit, because to me what people are recognizing is that I am a really deeply reflective person. And the thing is, I always have been and I always will be, and once I'm 35 I feel like me being deeply reflective loses, you know, it's not impressive anymore, because once you've been an adult for 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, you're kind of supposed to be wise. We have this societal correlation between wisdom and age, and it's almost like it's only impressive to have a good sense of self when you're really young. And don't get me wrong, I understand why that is, but I think when I meet someone who's 70 and they have a really deep reflective manner and they have a unique perspective on life, that is also really impressive. But for some reason, when there's no ingenue status, we are just not like allured by that. And I don't know, maybe this is, you know, an ego issue that I have to work out with myself, but I am sad to no longer be told that I'm wise for my age, you know, that I'm so young to be doing what I'm doing. Nothing I do really carries the innate, inbuilt impressiveness of being objectively very young. I feel like it's sort of impossible to talk about the concept of aging without also talking about aging in relationship to pretty privilege. So I'm going to touch on that. But basically, youth obviously maximizes pretty privilege. And I think this is so seen by the fact that it is the prettiest people that are the most addicted to anti-aging and holding on to their youth. You look at people, especially in the public eye, like really beautiful celebrities, pop stars, actresses, they are the ones that, you know, get the most, you know, age altering surgeries and say things like, for example, Kim Kardashian recently said, I have 10 good years left. And I kind of wonder if someone has never felt the immense impact of pretty privilege and always felt average looking or below average looking, if they would get to age 35 and think, I have 10 good years left. And I mean, it sort of goes into the concept of how pretty privilege is a trap, even though it's a privilege, you know, in and of itself. Like, it does open doors for you. You become addicted to the amount of doors it opens, and that traps you in this cycle of not wanting to age. But anyway, I guess when it comes to the question of what would happen if we did not physically age, right, like we hit 25 and we looked like that until the day we died, it would absolutely erase this concept of I have 10 good years left. And I just think the way that we approach success would be flipped on its head. Because for me personally, right, I am 24 turning 25, and there are so many things that I want to achieve in my life that I don't actually mind if I achieve them at age 25, 35, 45, 55. But I know if I don't try to achieve them whilst I also have the privilege of being young and pretty, it will be much harder for me to, you know, amass success and capital gain from those ventures. And it makes me feel like, even though I don't feel personally that attached to age, this underpinned pressure at all times to perform and to produce, when if I'm being so for real, I don't have any desire to produce right now. I kind of want to spend my entire 20s traveling and figuring out who I am and learning how to love myself and love others and just consuming and reading books and talking to people that are older and wiser than me. And sure, I'm a creative person and I want to create for the sake of practice, for the sake of self-expression. But I don't really have the desire to create or to produce for the purposes of capital gain. It's more that I really value freedom, and financial freedom is, I think, a goal of anyone's. And I recognize that if I want to make any sort of money as a creative person from something that I produce, if I don't pair it with the privilege of being young and with whatever level of pretty privilege and like pretty young privilege I have, I am greatly diminishing my chances to hit that financial freedom from my creativity. And you may be like, that is an absolutely heinous thing to say. And it totally depends on what your thing is, I guess, in life. Like if you want to be a successful lawyer, it may be a little bit less tied to the privilege of youth. But I think when it comes to anything creative, we as a society are so obsessed with this idea of an ingenue, of being wise for your age, of producing something amazing for your age. And we always have been. We always fixate on the fact that Mozart was so young. Like, this is just something that we are so inherently attached to. And it's like, even though I know that when I'm in my 30s and 40s, I'm probably going to be at a way better place to produce and to create, because I will have spent 20 years practicing, 20 years learning who I am. And if I write my first book, my first album when I'm 45, it's probably going to be a lot better than if I do it now. But if I do it now, if I try to gain exposure for being creative and for my ideas now, I am also pairing it with pretty privilege and with the privilege of youth. But then I ask myself the question, okay, if I look the same when I'm 45, when I'm 55, will that maintain a level of this ingenue status? Like, how much of it is tied to your literal age, to the literal number of years that you have been alive on this earth? And how much of it is actually just tied to your physical age? If I am 50 years old, but I look 25, can I become a pop star when I'm 55? And obviously this is never going to happen unless overnight scientists magically discover how to, you know, elongate your telomeres and stop us from aging, which, I mean, I hope that doesn't happen because society would quite genuinely collapse. But this is a hypothetical, right? Like, I'm not basing my life off of this, but I can't help but recognize how much of this rush I feel to produce is linked to the amount of power, especially as a woman, that you can maintain whilst you're young and whilst you are at your peak pretty privileged power. And Kim Kardashian is simply recognizing this when she says the depressing statement, "I only have 10 good years left." Aging is not just about pretty privilege, though. It is also about relevance. Like I was sort of saying earlier, we simply do not regard ideas and achievements with the same esteem or reverence once somebody is matured in the eyes of society, right? Like this whole concept of being wise for your age. Someone can be 21 years old with the wisdom of an 80-year-old monk, and someone can be 80 years old with the underdeveloped psyche of a 16-year-old boy. But we don't really think about age and wisdom separate to your literal age. We don't assess someone's ideas separate to their age, and age is rarely something that can be hidden as it is physically evident. Like once you are 60 years old, you cannot escape that context. Like I was saying before, the example of being 30 and buying your first house. But maybe the context is that you were kidnapped and you were living in a basement for 10 years, right? Like nobody cares. Nobody cares at face value about your context once you reach a certain age, because that age is in and of itself a certain context in the eyes of society. Which begs the question, like how would society change if it wasn't physically evident? If you are doing cool things and being creative, you will be praised without this constant measurement to your age. Like, if you think about how immortality is portrayed in fiction, for example, vampires, even when it is a known fact that a vampire is 300 years old, because they are in the youthful body of like a 20-something year old, it is totally glazed over, right? Like, it's not impressive that they speak a million languages. There's that scene in Twilight. There's that scene in Vampire Diaries, right? Not to expose myself as a hardcore consumer of vampire fiction, right? But there's always that scene where they're in history class and they're being a smarty pants and they're telling the history teacher, actually, it wasn't 1861. It was 1862. And it's like, I mean, really, that's not impressive, my guy. Like, you're 300 years old. You were, like, 38 years old at the time that that happened. Of course, you have a better understanding of it than a history teacher that's learning about it, like, 100 years after it took place. Yet because this information is coming from a hot young body, everyone's like, whoa. And I guess obviously not everyone in the class knows that the person's a vampire, but even like the hot main character, the Bella Swan, even when they know that this motherfucker is 350 years old and is a literal fossil, they're still like, wow, that's so hot. That's so impressive that they know all of that. And I'm like, it quite simply wouldn't be if they looked like a fossil, if they looked 300 years old. It's just genuinely bizarre to me. Aging is something that I think about every day when it comes to how I perceive others and how others perceive me, even though I'm literally only 24 years old, and I personally perceive that as very young. I don't feel stressed about things like money, relationships. Like I said, the only thing that makes me uncomfortable is how I've sort of had to relinquish this ingenue status, and I'm already finding myself desiring not to disclose my age. Like, the first example I can think of is going to be traveling. When someone's like, I'm 21 years old and I've been to 56 countries, you're just like, damn, that's so impressive. And the thing is, I think I've been to 27 countries and I'm 24 years old, and that is still impressive, but it's so much more impressive if I don't include the 24 years old, because what if someone assumed I'm younger than that? Then it's even more impressive. Do you know what I mean? And it's kind of disgusting of me to vocalize this, but at least I'm self-aware enough to recognize it. And I just think it's so silly, because if someone's 21 years old and they have been to 56 countries, sure, that is really cool that they have had the determination and the privilege to do that. But it's also really cool if someone is 56 and they've been to 56 countries. You know what I'm saying? But it doesn't have the same ring to it. And I'm like, cool, I'm turning 25 years old and I already feel like every single one of my accolades has less of a ring to it. Another reason that I thought of this hypothetical question and it's been on my mind is because I have a genetic illness that I recently found out slows down your physical aging. So it's super common for someone with my genetic illness to be 40 years old and look far younger because they have less wrinkling on their skin and on their face. And I'm too young to really know how and if that's going to manifest for me, but it got me thinking, like, okay, like, what if I am 45 and I low-key look like 28? Is that going to change how I move through my 40s? Is that going to change how impressed people are by my accolades? Is that going to extend my ingenue status? Like, I'm only going to be able to find out by living through the experience of aging, but it just got me thinking, like, obviously I'm still going to age. I'm not out here saying that I'm going to be 80 years old looking 25, right? But that's where this idea of being ageless was born, is that how much of aging is about your literal age and how much is about your physical age? You genuinely cannot separate it in this insanely superficial society that is so deeply built upon pretty privilege. Another thing that I've realized in recent years when it comes to aging is how much aging impacts my decision making. And again, I find this interesting because I'm not someone who has super set desires, like buying a house, marriage. If I don't have kids, I don't have kids. Like, I don't have an inbuilt timeline for myself, and I sort of never have. Yet I still find that my age is such a strong factor when it comes to my decision making. And one sort of thought experiment / life experiment I've been doing on myself is trying to perceive myself as ageless, which is, if I was not privy to the information that I am 24 years old, what would I be doing? And when I tell you, it flipped my life upside down, because there are things where I'm like, okay, if I was 21, I would do that. If I was 35, I would do that. But then I'm like, that is so stupid. Age is, to an extent, a social construct. Obviously, it has important, right? Like, you need to know the age of your partner. Age, you know, does sort of inform things like whether or not you have kids and, you know, how much longer you have left to do things. I'm not trying to say age is wholly irrelevant, but it is so much less relevant than we perceive it to be. Like, one thought that I have been harboring that I realized is that I perceive age 20 to 30, but especially like maybe 24 to 30 as my like peak time to have fun. And because of that, because I have this sort of imaginary cap or lid that I've placed on how much fun and joy I can experience, I feel this pressure to not have a singular dull moment, which means that even if I'm like, okay, maybe I should buckle down and work full time and save for 2 years, even if that's what I would do if I thought I was 36, right? I go, oh, but I'm 24. I can't be working full time. I need to be traveling. I need to be on the beach at least once a week. I need to be, and the list goes on. And I'm like, that is not a healthy way to approach decision making. You should simply do what is best for you at the time, whether that match up with the societal idea of where your age should align your goals and your decision making. And it's genuinely the reason that I'm currently working full time, is because I asked myself, what would I be doing if I didn't know how old I was? And I was like, well, I'd probably just be sitting still and working for a second. But because I'm so scared of wasting this peak fun having time by doing that, I was really resisting it. And I was like, no, like, I'm just going to go backpacking again, even though I literally just got back from like 7 months of traveling. I was like, I'm just going to go traveling again, because once I hit 35, I won't be able to enjoy things like that. And this was not a super like obvious thought I was having. Like, I had to sort of dig to get to this thought when I was sitting at home, like, what do I do? What do I do? Do I book a flight? Do I apply for jobs? What do I do? What do I do? What do I do? And like, once I kept digging and digging, I was like, oh my gosh, the amount of rules that I have given myself that are associated to my age is just ridiculous. So now I'm sort of operating as if I'm ageless. Yes, technically I'm 24, I'm turning 25. And is that relevant? Is that relevant context when it comes to my relationships, to my accolades, to my goals? Yes, somewhat. It for sure is. But I'm not letting it have the same like hold on me that I think society wants me to have. I don't know. I just think that age is such an empty piece of context in so many ways. Like, bringing it back to the concept of you're so wise for your age, one thing that I have learned as I progress through my life is that self-actualization is a choice. That is, trying to reach your highest potential is a choice. And when I was younger, I really associated this concept of wisdom with age. I'd look at people with gray hair, people that were visibly old, and I'd go, that person is my elder. That person has so much wisdom to impart onto me. I'm sure they have so many profound takes about life, the universe, and everything. And then as I have started to move through adulthood and enter the workforce and enter spaces where I am regularly communicating with people double my age, at first I used to expect that these people would impart wisdom onto me. And quite often they did, right? Like I said, I have plenty of friends that are a lot older than me. I have friends that are younger than me. And I've learned a lot from older people. I've learned a lot from my parents. But the amount of people that are genuinely double my age, where I'm just kind of like, you turned 18 and you did not choose to continue upon the journey of self-actualization. You have not had a single thought of introspection since your first relationship when you were 18 years old. And it's actually crazy to behold, because like I said, when you're young, you go, the older you get, the wiser you get. And if you are pursuing the hobby of self-actualization, that is, you are relatively frequently reflecting upon why things happen to you in your relationships and in your life. And I'm not trying to say that you have to be someone that is in a constant state of deep rumination, like maybe someone would perceive me to be, right? Like, I'm not trying to say that like self-actualization is this elusive thing that only, you know, the most deep philosophical people can access. Anyone that is reflecting upon their life and reassessing their life is embarking upon the journey of self-actualization and accumulation of wisdom and knowledge. But as I'm sure anyone listening to this can attest, there are so many people who do not do this. There are so many people who I literally feel like walk through life blind. Like that clip from Mulan where like the old woman is just like walking across the street in full traffic with her eyes closed. That is how I feel about like every second person I meet that is a lot older than me. And I no longer expect wisdom just because I see wrinkles on someone's face. And I don't know, that's definitely one thing that has sort of disproven this idea of age meaning so much. You know what I mean? Like, age is just a piece of context that we associate so much more weight to than is necessary at all. Anyway, I am going to attempt to conclude this ramble, but I encourage you to ask yourself the question, how differently would you move through your life if you were told that the aging process was about to stop for you, and the way that you look now and the level of youth that you carry now, you were going to maintain that until the day that you die? Would it change the level of rush that you feel to achieve things, to perform under capitalism? How would it change your mindset?